podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Coach Unplugged is brought to you by great people over at teachhoops.com. For coaches who want to get better. From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. Here is your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged, episode 582. Happy Monday. Hopefully, everybody's staying safe and at home. Quarantining and that's not only about you, but about all of us. So hopefully you're doing that. Today I'm going to draw the curtain back and let you look at, we're going to do one of our office calls, where coaches come on and ask questions. And we do these often in teachhoops.com. So I thought today and tomorrow I would give you kind of a look at what we're doing as far as in teachhoops.com. Great time to come join us. I can't imagine a better time. There's a 14-day free trial for the next 2 weeks, and then that is going away. I've had some issues with some prepaid cards, and anyway, so if you're thinking of joining, now is the time to do that. We'd love to have you part of our teachhoops.com membership. So come on over, join us, see what it's all about. I'm adding new stuff. This week we're doing a call every night at 8 o'clock. So if you want to come over and join this week, it'd be a great time. We're talking about practice planning. We're talking about different things. So, I can send you the link of all the stuff that we're doing this week, but we're doing a different call on a different topic every day this week. So if you're interested, come over and join us at teachhoops.com. Also a great time to go over and great time to go over and buy a Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I can't imagine a better time to go get one. They'll take really good care of you. They can finance it for you. You even can buy one for your backyard. So go over and check the great people over there. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $350 off your next purchase. All right, let's head off to the podcast. Part one.
The program starting probably up from second, third league they have up.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering what kind of involvement you have down to there. Down to the lower levels within in town, obviously, and then any advice on approaching the league. And we've talked a little bit about it, but they're always a little hesitant to let the reins go because I think there's so much more that could be done.
Who runs the youth program now? Is there a separate entity, or does the high school run it?
Brantford basketball does. So the high school does not have hands in it beyond. I know the boys coach has stepped in this year and started helping down lower in regards to at least being involved, not running things per se, but running it.
Okay. So I'm just trying to get a sense of, okay. And then how many, like, do you have levels at the lower levels? Or
it goes beyond, I'm not sure under second grade because my daughter didn't play earlier than that. I have to research that, but I think that's all skills and drills type stuff.
Which it should be.
Only.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they have a second, third grade foot hoop. I don't like it.
Okay.
It is.
Seriously, I always say at that age, it should be fun. The Mendels.
Yeah. One of the big things for me is that they actually allow stealing in second and third grade.
USA Basketball actually does not. The rules of USA Basketball are fantastic. And I wish that all the leagues across the state would adopt them. They're awesome. And yeah. I work for one of my stories, Chris, is I've been a varsity coach, college coach, and I've been ingrained with youth basketball for the last 15 years. And the one thing I've learned the last year or two in working with younger kids back in it is like USA Basketball gets it, and I wish more people would utilize it.
It took a while to come to the dance, though, Jake. It did take them a while to get to the dance.
Yeah, it's about time.
It is.
Their method and what they do is much better for kids. At the level you're talking about, most of them still tell them to play 3-on-3. More ball touches, focusing on fundamentals, and no stealing. And like this year, I coached a first through third grade team at my school because I'm a sports coordinator, and the kids were allowed to play full court. It was super ugly, traveling all the time. It was ridiculous. So I think one position you could do, Chris, is to encourage whoever's in that league and be an advocate. If you're not a varsity coach, I think your role could be as big as you want it to be, which is awesome.
Yeah.
One mistake I have made as a varsity coach is that I'm too embedded in my youth program. It's guys like you, Chris, and other people in your community that can really make your program.
So let's get past elementary. Then what happens at high school?
Okay, middle school.
Okay,
it goes 4-5. Our fifth grade is technically middle school here, and then it's 6-7-8 is the league, and they have a middle school team.
Does it get more competitive? Does it get more to the point of here's my quote unquote A team, B team, C team?
Well, they have rec. I mean, that's rec. They do have, like, my daughter was on the fourth grade travel team. They do have fourth grade travel. Problem is, when we started at the beginning of the year, it was like the kids had no clue what was going on, obviously.
Right, right.
So they improved over the year, right. but so they do have that. But they haven't been able to put together a travel team until this year for fourth grade. And we don't even know how long because it's,
okay.
So the girls are there.
And is anyone directing, this is the kicker for what I've done with mine, is anyone directing, here are the skill sets you need, here are the things you need for this specific age, like fourth through fifth?
We had a coach's thing that the high school coach, the boys coach, came down and showed us a few things.
Okay.
But as far as compared to the towns around us, if you go on their websites, they have great links. You know who everybody is on the board, who to contact, stuff like that. And I could get that information. But if you go to our website, you have no idea who's there.
And do they give you like a handout or a PDF or something like here? I mean, Jay can talk.
No, about it was just, we just sat down there. Yeah, no, it's not like that.
So that's what you need. That's where it needs to start, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just make it more successful. It's like, you know, like Jake was just saying, like at this age level, you should be working on dribbling and, you know, passing and having fun and playing jerks and middle. I mean, this stuff. And then at this age, you should do this. And then by what I look at it as is like seventh and eighth graders are like my single A, you know, and I'm the major leagues, and my JV team or sophomore team is my, you know, triple A. So I got to make sure they all know and, you know, what's helpline, all that kind of stuff. So it's the point of actually, and Jake and I can help you with this, but it's because I have some stuff I can share with you too, but there's got to be some stuff that, you know, here's what they know. And what I want necessarily is not what Jake wants.
Yeah.
Be close as far as age level is my guess, because we're both rational human beings.
Yeah.
I might want more man. He might want more, a little bit more zone. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
No zone in fourth grade. No, come on.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
I had a first and second grade team this year play zone, and they were trapping, believe me.
Zone should be illegal until they're
It should be, and it's not in our – it's not even in our rec league technically, which I think is the funniest things in the world because, again, we had some games in travel where, you know, they packed in a, you know, a 2-1-2 or a 1-2-2, whatever the zone was. I think it was a 2-1-2, and these kids can't even shoot outside the paint.
That's strong enough. It's crazy.
Bad habits.
Yeah, it's horrible. So and so I'm a big believer in that of the man side of things. But what I'm just trying to do, I want to meet with the girls' coach.
Okay.
I know a lot of people that know him. Just to say, hey, we'd like you involved. We're not asking you to run it. We're not asking you. We want you involved. We want to do this. What input would you like to give?
Yep.
You know, even if it's culture stuff, we could pull down to the kids. And
so, Jake, talk about this too, because I think when you go into that meeting, it's like we're here. Here's how you should go into that meeting. In my opinion, this is all my good youth directors. Like, what do you want? How can we help you? What do you want the kids to know? Let's just sit and brainstorm. That will help with that list, don't you think, Jake? I mean,
I agree. And then that coach will give you a big hug and say, thank you for getting this off my shoulders. Because honestly, most people, Chris, just want to coach. They don't want to help build the program. So, like, if you got a good group of people around you, you can do great stuff. Right. One thing you could do, what's your gym look like when you're practicing? Are there multiple teams practicing at the same time? Or is it like one gym in isolation? I'm just trying to give you guys some ideas.
Well,
so you can start
we're a little – that's a big part of contention right now, just because we are short on gym space because the middle school is under construction, so we've lost three courts there basically. You know, there's eight baskets there, and we just got back the community house, which it looks great, it's awesome, but we're really short, and the problem is getting the gym time. They don't utilize it well. We can't see the schedules, especially at the community house. Unfortunately, the girls have been second-class citizens in regards.
Well, I think that's where, Chris, where you
Title IX, baby.
Your varsity coach needs to start advocating for your program then, because he's the one that has power. Or you even start asking and contacting the athletic director at this point at the high school, because you are developing the players for the future, and they need to understand that.
When does the rec league run?
Rec league, we just finished. I'm trying to think. It's November till now.
Okay.
But they canceled all whatever the
tournament. And then, and then the travel stuff. Your
travel stuff. We were just finishing up, but we had two tournaments left that were kind of in process, and they had to cancel those too. Okay. Well, they postponed them, but they're not happening.
Okay. No. Nothing.
So, it's an interesting process. I'm trying to get.
Here's a question. Where are you located again?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Cranford, Connecticut, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, my brother, Hey, everybody. How are you doing? I'm doing great. All right, a couple things. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. That would be really great. I think, part of the reason I got into this, and part, I've been through what you're experiencing right now. I've been a youth coach. I've been a high school coach. I've been a junior high coach. I've helped at the college level. I've coached NBA guys. I've won multiple state titles. I know what you're going through, and I am here to help. And if you email, I will email back. And if you, join our community, want to get a one-on-one call, I will do that with you. And I don't know of any other resources that will allow that to happen. So go over and check it out. Big changes coming to teachhoops.com. Also, a lot of free things you can do to help us out. Subscribe and like here. Leave a written review wherever you listen. You can do that here. You can do that on YouTube under Teach Hoops. We have thousands of videos over there. And then if you do any shopping on Amazon, like we do in our house, down below is the Amazon link. I don't get anything from my Amazon link, but if you use the link down below, www.teachhoops.com/Amazon, and you do any sort of shopping there, we get a small little commission every time you purchase something because he came from us, and it helps us with our hosting fees. So go over and check it out. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
Sun's hopefully heading out to Middlebury in September. We're hoping.
Is that up in?
It's in Vermont.
Okay, yes. Yep, okay.
Yeah, it's in Vermont. But anyway, so what my thought was is, like, with all this stuff, at some point all this stuff's going to die down. I'm not sure if it's going to be by the beginning of summer or the middle of summer. My brain's already started thinking about, like, how can I at least get guys outside shooting? How can I get them all that stuff? So that might be a directive, like Connecticut, it's probably like Wisconsin a little bit weather-wise. Like, maybe by end of April, early May, you can find some courts outside.
Yeah.
Do some stuff.
And we have those. So that's
yeah. Everybody has those. No one uses them. Maybe they need.
Yes, exactly. I know.
So that's part of the issue too. It's like, maybe that's a directive. Like, hey, are you thinking maybe he wants to do, and I've done this. I did this a lot more when I was younger, a lot of youth stuff, like on Saturday mornings on, having my varsity guys to come and do that, the little girls will look up to the older girls like they're rock stars.
Exactly.
So that's the kind of thing too. It's like, how can you, I haven't done it recently, but I used to call them Saturday morning programs where after our practices, we'd have the youth come in. My varsity guys would help. I'd run a few drills. We'd let them play some 2-on-2. We'd give them a t-shirt. It was that fun stuff to just got to get them hooked. During the season you can do it or something like that. I don't know. Jake, did you do anything like that?
I think you could start thinking outside the box a little bit with the 21st century. I'm an elementary teacher, and I can tell you kind of how kids are now. Like, don't be afraid to create a ball handling video and create a YouTube channel, and you could create that commonality. Those kids could work on it at home. I mean, seriously, another fun thing that I did in my community is a 10,000 shot club. And if you accomplish it, you got a t-shirt.
Yeah, I have a shot tracker too.
Oh, that's cool.
That I just put on.
So those are really cool ideas.
I like that. Let me write that down.
I got like 100 ideas.
Yeah. No, but if you, Jason, if you email me too, I just last night, like, I couldn't sleep. I don't know. I haven't slept well the last couple of weeks.
I'm bored as heck, guys. Me and Steve are educators. I have a 2- and 6-year-old, so this is my mental brain break right now. My daughter's working on some math.
I know, Jason, you're not online, but here, Chris, let me show you what I did. I made a shot tracker super easy on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then you can put it in, and it will do all the totals on the bottom.
And I started April 1st because I didn't think we'd be. So I'm going to send this out to my guys because it's like, I know by April 1st it snowed in Wisconsin today. So I don't know if that's going to happen. But so then they can change the dates and stuff. And it'll keep the totals, two-pointers, three-pointers, that kind of stuff. So when we're done here, email me and I'll send it to you. I'm going to put it on the site too, but it's just probably easier to do that. All right, let me get out of this so I can see.
Yeah, if you're leading like a newsletter or anything like that regards like a 10,000 shot club, whatever. But like I've realized now, like kids are all about videos and seeing things. Like, and if you create what you want, you know, and ask the coach, hey, can I have a couple of your varsity guys? I don't even know what's going to happen now with the coronavirus, so I don't know where you would be able to video
TikTok take. World. I got a TikTok. The only reason I got a TikTok is because we're all on TikTok. I think it's silly.
we haven't allowed our kids to get on TikTok. I got a 9 and 11-year-old.
If you want to see a funny one, I did one from Phil. I just did one from Phil on Modern Family, the cool dad. So I made one last night. That's how bored I am already.
Yeah.
You're on TikTok. It's pretty fun.
I will. I'll take
it. I don't think you're going to ever retire. This is a good,
no one's going to retire now. What are you talking about?
No.
We're all going to work till we're 110 now.
We're screwed.
Luckily, I'm an insurance agent, so I'm in my office now.
You're okay.
Yeah. We'll see. I think I set all my employees up to work from home, so that was good. But so
Jake and I have been in Wisconsin. We're both teachers in Wisconsin, and we do have the best retirement system, probably the one of the best funded ones in the country.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So that part we're going to be okay because they do smooth that curve out.
They do, and I'm getting paid to basically take care of my kids right now, so I can't complain.
That's good. You want to teach my kids from there?
Yeah, I know. Well, he's got elementary. I got a senior who's already into college and a freshman.
Yes. My wife is at home. She hasn't killed them yet. So, yet.
She'll kill you before that. That's all right.
No, I think what you're
doing, you're good to go.
I think you got to start mapping this out.
I have in regards to I have a list here of ideas and stuff.
Okay.
And again, a lot of it has to do with giving them options kind of through the year if we can. Another coach, he's actually the baseball coach for the high school, but his daughter's in third grade. Okay. But he's gotten really back into it also, because obviously he's a coach, but he's kind of excited about it also. And I know he's got some time already for the summer and the fall. I'm just trying to organize it because everybody wants to help.
Yeah. So you know, the other thing I would give you, Chris, and this is my idea, and you can say that you got it from me. And I used to do this with kids, is that kids love music. They love fundamentals. What you do is you start doing like skills and drills once a week throughout the course of the season. And they just get into a routine. You keep the same drills that you do every week. And then you actually could dub the songs that after the music changes, they do a different drill. And the kids love that. Yeah. And then I would charge like $20 and they get like a really cool t-shirt at the end of it.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you some advice. Don't make anything free.
You know, I heard you say that one time. Something. Yeah.
Make something free.
Make it for $10. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And whatever I do, I'm going to do that and donate it to the basketball.
There's nothing
whatever.
Wrong with that.
Yeah. And then
there's an ownership of showing up. I swear to God, I'm not kidding about that.
Yeah. No. That made sense. Once you said that, I'm like, it made sense. It made sense because if it doesn't cost anything, the kids aren't, if they don't want to go, the parents can be like, whatever, you know.
Right.
So
it's the parents, it's not the kids. The kids will probably go anyway. It's mom going, I didn't pay anything for this. I believe we'll just stay home and cook dinner.
Exactly. Oh, it's canceled.
Yeah. Hey, they don't know. They're in third grade, you know. But I think you're good. I think if you keep mapping that stuff out,
okay,
Jake and I can look at it too. And I'll send you something. I got to find that. I know it's on my, I was like, I felt like I was leaving for the summer when I was in school on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, so I downloaded all this stuff I'm going to put on T-Tubes too. That's awesome. So I got to go on that. I got to go find, I'll find my outline too that I can help.
I actually, because I had sent you a thing. I'd watched the coach Gene Durden.
Gene's so good.
I actually wrote him an email. He's supposed to call me.
Oh, he'll call you. Jeans are awesome.
I just like, I was mesmerized, absolutely mesmerized by that talk. He's just, he demands, obviously he's exceptional, but he just demands the attention of everybody. And he's just, it's amazing.
So but
what I loved about it though was his, nothing was fancy in regards to the drills and stuff like that. So straightforward. So awesome to see, and that's what I want. I want something.
I feel like Gene was like a drill sergeant in a different life.
Yeah,
I swear to God. But not one in like World War II, like the one you could go out and have the beer with. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm dead serious. He's so good. It's like,
so I reached out to him. I just said,
so that's
I just said congratulations on obviously on the fourth in a row, which is unbelievable championship he won, which is crazy. And just saying, hey, you know, this is what I got. This is what I'm doing. You know, if you have any interest, I sent an email. He's like, I'd rather call you. So we'll see.
The thing about Gene is, you know, he's a beacon. He wants to get back. Every talk I've ever heard him say, it's like, he's not trying to hide anything.
No.
Now, he is also the Patriots of like girls basketball in Georgia.
Yeah, right? Of course.
Like, yeah. People are trying to.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And I even said in the email, I go, listen, I'm not a coach like you. I don't, that's not my personality. I know it's not that, but what he does structure wise is amazing.
And I think, I don't know if it was I've listened to him so many times, I can't tell, but I know in one of his talks, he talked about when he started that morning club, no one showed. And then it's about building culture. Jake will.
Yeah. Cause I listened to your podcast with him. He said that there, and
it's all about building culture.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'd like to provide to whoever the high school coaches.
Yeah.
You know, like
the thing is, it's not like I told Jake this story when I took over our Memorial was the job I had was a laughing stock of boys basketball. And I had to come in and make some hard decisions and let some people go and read things. It was like, you kind of, but the culture is, Jake will vouch for this. Coaching is part X and O and part psychologist and part all that stuff. It's crazy. And Gene is really good at that. Gene could, I would literally convince you to take your shirt off and give it to him.
Yeah, I could see that. I definitely can see that.
I said, you could have sold used cars in another life. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. Make sure you subscribe and like. You know, I don't talk about my YouTube channel a lot, but go over and check out our YouTube channel at Teach Hoops on YouTube. Subscribe and like there. That would be great. If you really want to help us out, there's two ways you can do it. You can click down the Amazon link down below, and that basically moves you toward if you click there first and then go shopping, you won't even notice it. And it basically, we get a small little affiliate link every time you purchase something. And the second thing is go join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Talk to you soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.